IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program, in which we try to criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, as always, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. I was always with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me as always.
You're welcome. And it's a pleasure actually to have you back in the studio, helping me criticize a couple of movies which are related to religion or with the theme of religions and spirituality. And one of those movies that we are going to, in fact, criticize is Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. But before we start criticizing this movie, let's take a short break, and then we'll be back with the program and with the help of my guest speakers, criticize this movie. Don't go away.
Let's begin. We invite you into our circle. If that's you, give us a sign.
This is a scam.
We do not attack the clients.
We help people. We give them closure.
You are so weird.
Does she have a lot of problems?
That's nothing too concerning.
What's this?
A Ouija board for work.
Spirit, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, let me start with you about this movie. In fact, this movie is about a widow and her two daughters using a Ouija board to help people move on with their lives. They interact with a spirit, but are unaware of the fact that it has possessed Doris, the youngest daughter. This movie features a couple of actors and actresses, such as Lulu Wilson, Elizabeth Reeser, Annalisa Basso, Kate Siegel, just to name a few. And, Rotten Tomatoes gives this movie the approval rating of 84%, IMDb 6.2 out of 10, and the box office for this was $81.7 million, although the budget for this movie was ranging between $9 and $12 million. Let's talk about this movie. How did you like it? And what's a Ouija board?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm not very, very fond of these kind of movies where they summon the spirit, because the idea doesn't go through my head. Nevertheless, the movie was okay. It was, if you're into horror movies and trying to scare yourself, it does a job, I guess. And considering that it's box office success,
yes,
compared to its budget, it done all right. So it had that dark theme to it, and that possession and exorcism and whatever you call it. So, like I said, it's not my cup of tea, but it was watchable to a certain extent. I didn't mind it. So I would definitely give it like 3 or 4 out of 10 because I'm not into the genre. The Ouija board, it's something that's been used for a long time, I think over 100 years now or so, where there's a board where it's you know, you put a triangle and then people place their hands and then the board itself moves to the letters and then you have to spell them out because apparently...
There's a planchette.
Planchette. So the spirit's supposed to be talking to you. And it's been used in the public culture for a long time now, where people try to communicate with spirits.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Syed Abdullah. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and pick Brother Yasser's brain too for this movie. Stay with us.
Daddy, are you there? Who are you?
Your sister's taking you to school today.
I don't want to go! I want to stay here and talk to my friends.
What friends?
I'll show you. Are you here?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Mama Jawad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. Well, Brother Yasser, let me ask you about the Ouija boards. Where does it come from? Where does the idea come from? Do you know anything about the history of the Ouija boards?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I can't say I do. It may be a medieval instrument that was probably used during the time of, you know, witchcraft or satanic kind of rituals. Maybe it's a way to kind of, like you mentioned in the movie, a way that communicates with a world beyond the physical realm. Mm-hmm. Again, a realm within the physical realm, but that's beyond our kind of sight, our physical sight anyway. One thing that is also interesting is that it's something that obviously over a period of time has continued, wherever it's come from. So therefore, in order for it to continue, it must have shown results. If somebody says that, okay, you know, this worked, or it can work, or it has worked, therefore it shows, okay, if it has a continuation, it shows that somewhere down the line it worked, or gave results, or whatever it may be.
You mean it survived the test of
time? It survived the test of time, basically, because it showed results, right?
Exactly.
If it didn't, okay, you know, throw it away. Also,
but there could be like rumors around
it. Rumors around it, you know, maybe things written about it, they may not have been true. Exaggerations. Again, the actual history behind it, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. But there's also another thing that is important that we've spoken about this previously as well, is that within the world of creation, there are also forces that kind of push these demonic things. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, I think one of our previous things, the Book of Diablo, for example, we kind of discuss. Does such a book even exist?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Can we just deny it because we don't have any knowledge of it? No. So there are obviously...
With the movie The Ninth Gate, I think, with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, so things like this, for example, you know, is it a tool that these forces or these evil forces within the world of creation gave to human beings in order to kind of move them away from their ultimate and obviously... purpose of creation. Mm-hmm. It's possible. Like. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a short break and take a listen to a part of this movie, Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. And then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, a movie critique program on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Something is happening that we can't understand.
I'm concerned about your girl.
What's this about, Father?
What are you doing? I'm not doing it!
The spirit world is dangerous.
They were watching us all those years.
By using the board, you've opened up a portal.
Back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And my guest speakers, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, helping me criticize the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. Sayyid Abdullah, you know, in the approximately early part of this movie, there's a conversation within the family members that use this Ouija board, and the whole movie is revolving around this family. They are talking about actually a priest that is going to be actually introduced into the movie, right, injected. And they talk of the priest as not being allowed to marry. Is there any reason for the priest not to marry at all?
According to the Roman Catholic Church, they have this celibacy vow where a priest are not allowed to marry. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the church itself, the Catholic Church, they said that the priests, they need to at least in their lifestyle, mm-hmm. they need to resemble Jesus Christ himself, because Jesus was unmarried. Yes. So the priest needs to be unmarried, that's one. Two, he needs to devote his life to the church. So based on that, the church themselves, they set a law that the priest must take a vow of celibacy, which means he's not allowed to get married. So if a priest takes a vow not to get married, then he has to obviously uphold his vow not to get married.
Is there any evidence supporting the claim, like Jesus was celibate?
We Islamically and even in Christianity, we do have the that Jesus alayhi salam did not get married, because mind you, like comparing the Christian faith to the Muslim faith, Isa alayhi salam is still alive, right? Mm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him. So at whatever years he lived, for 30 or so years on earth, I think
Islam says Jesus was never killed. Right?
Yeah, he was never killed. They say that he's alive.
Yeah, they said that he was crucified, and then on Easter Sunday, he rose again.
He was resurrected after three days of being crucified. So from an Islamic perspective, Isa alayhi salam is still alive. So for the 30 years or so that he lived, he was amongst people before Allah took him up to the heavens. The conditions and the circumstances he had, I don't think he was, you know, able to get married. So he was single. For that. And we have a hadith that says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw like a really massive wedding for Isa alayhi salam, where all the inhabitants of heaven will be gathered and they will celebrate for aeons, because time is not existence in heaven. Mm-hmm. So based on that, he never got married alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. So Christianity sees that as a way to to pass that doctrine of theirs that Isa didn't get married, Jesus didn't get married. So the priest who serves the church must resemble Isa in this aspect of his life, that he didn't get married, so you must also not get married.
This is a practice only common in Catholicism, right?
Catholicism. Mainly the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church mainly, the Roman Catholic Church mainly does that celibacy. And they make their priest take a vow of celibacy as well, not just the fact that it's, oh, you're a priest, you have to be like Jesus, mm-hmm. but also they force them into taking vows mm-hmm. of celibacy where they're not allowed to get married.
I see.
And that backfired at them, mind you, terribly.
I know. Because of the scandals, everybody has this, heard
Yeah,
of,
the know. Scandals are still going. They're not ending. They just keep, you know, shoving it under the carpet kind of thing.
Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize one of those movies with spiritual or religious themes, which was, in this episode, Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. Of course, we haven't come to the end of the critique of this movie, and hopefully we'll do that in the upcoming episode. Just try to follow us up to get the rest of this critique. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Want to hear something cool?
Sure.
Do you know what it feels like to be strangled to death? First, you feel the pressure in your throat. And you start to taste something very sour in your mouth. Then, it's like someone lights a match right in the middle of your chest. And that fire grows. fills your lungs and your throat and all the way behind your eyes. And the last thing you feel is cold. Good night, Romeo.